Shalom, this is David Essing in Jerusalem. The Middle East continues to surprise. Out of the blue, a jihadist Sunni organization calling itself ISIS has suddenly swept through a considerable part of Iraq from the Syrian and Jordanian borders. It now threatens the capital city of Baghdad and its Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has gone on an urgent mission to the Iraqi capital, trying to cobble together a united Iraqi leadership under Maliki. In a startling statement, Kerry previously said the U.S. is open to cooperation with Iran on trying to end this new wave of violence and instability in Iraq. In our studio is Menashe Amir, a prominent Israeli expert on Iran. Menashe, do you think that Kerry is seriously thinking about collaborating with Iran on Iraq?
I wouldn't say so, because the rift between Iran and the United States and the attacks of the Iranians against the Americans and what Khamenei said a few days ago against any cooperation with the United States gives me the feeling that Iran and the United States cannot agree upon a kind of cooperation, military cooperation in Iraq.
But at the same time, Iran is a Shiite state, and the Prime Minister of Iraq, Maliki, is a Shiite Prime Minister in Iraq. Does this not leave room for some kind of cooperation between Maliki and Iran?
I want to quote the statement of the Iraqi Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hoshyar Zibari, who said that we have checked the Iranian suggestion to support us militarily, and the Iraqi government has decided to not accepting this suggestion because we don't want to turn our internal affairs into an international arena.
Well, the Iranians already have forces fighting in Syria for President Assad. Is it possible that there are also forces fighting in Iraq?
It will be a very difficult situation for Iran if they will decide to do so. The Hassan Rouhani is not so willing to do any military intervention in what happens in Iraq, because he knows that Iran is vastly in a confrontation with the international community upon a nuclear arm, and Iran is in a very bad shape of economic crisis, and any intervention in Iraq will complicate much more the situation. So Rouhani doesn't want it. And also Khamenei is under pressure of the Revolutionary Guards to save the sacred places of Shiism in Iraq, which is very important. But it's very hard for Iran to decide upon this matter. Anyhow, Ayatollah Nasser Makarem Shirazi, who is one of the prominent clergies in Iran, has issued a fatwa that to declare jihad upon the Daesh or ISIS in Iraq. But I assess that this kind of fatwa will not yet bring the Iranian soldiers into Iraq.
Well, since Iran is Shiite and the ISIS is Sunni, do we not have a possible confrontation between ISIS and Iran in the near future?
It may happen, especially if ISIS will damage the religious places of Shiites in Najaf, Karbala, Samra, and Qazvin, or if they will succeed to enter Baghdad. But for the moment, Iran is very hesitant to make any commitment in this regard, as I said, because of economic situation, because of complication of the situation in the international arena for Iran and other things.
Now that Iran may be facing a new threat from ISIS, perhaps from Iraq. How do you think this might impact on their position in the nuclear talks? Could this induce them to take an even tougher position on acquiring nuclear weapons now?
There is no connection between the two issues. But anyhow, for Iran, the most difficult situation is that if the ISIS will take over Iraq, in fact, Iran will it will be very difficult for Iran to continue its support and military aid to Syria. And if Daesh remains in Iraq, the situation of Bashar Assad in Syria will be much more difficult. So in fact, I can say that it is a disaster for the Iranian regime what happens today in Iraq and how fast ISIS is going, advancing and taking more and more places. But for the moment, it doesn't have any impact upon the nuclear negotiations. Anyhow, I'm not very much optimistic about the result of the negotiations. We have less than a month to conclude the agreement, and I don't see any sign that the agreement at this moment is reachable.
So at this point, what would you advise U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and what he is trying to do in Baghdad when it comes to Tehran?
I would say that there is no any place or any point for any kind of military or intelligence cooperation between Iran and the United States. The Americans are not going to enter Iraq by land. All the American actions, if it will happen, will be by air. And in this regard, they don't have need of any Iranian intelligence. The Americans have the technology and the possibilities to do whatever is needed inside Iraq without any support or cooperation from Iran.
Well, another country which is directly affected by what's been happening in Iraq is Jordan, which has a common border with Iraq. Jordan has now mobilized its forces and sent them to the Iraqi border. Do you think that this could be ISIS threat in Iraq could also threaten Jordan?
We have to take into consideration that the meaning of ISIS is a caliphate in both Iraq and Shamat. Shamat means Syria. And the big Syria, the great Syria, includes also Jordan. So the Daesh or ISIS wants to take over not only Iraq, but also Syria and Jordan. And it's a real danger for the Jordanians. And if it will happen, then the Americans seriously have to take to consider this matter, how far they are ready to intervene militarily in what may happen in the area to save the existence of Jordanian kingdom.
Well, Israel has also had a policy of acting to prevent the intervention of foreign forces in Jordan, acting militarily, in fact, on one occasion. Do you think that Israel also at this time is lending strong support to Jordan?
Israel, of course, is supporting Jordan. Jordan is very important for Israel in this area, and Israel will decide whatever will be in its own interest when it has to come.
Well, there's also Turkey to be considered, because Turkey has reportedly been supporting the ISIS movement, the forces that have been fighting in Syria. Could this lead to a confrontation between Turkey and Iran, what's been happening in Iraq?
The Turks need very much Iran for economic benefit and interest. Iran needs Turkey as a gate to other countries. And the relation between the two countries is very delicate, and I don't see that it will be an open confrontation between Iran and Turkey in the near future.
Well, it is, though, a Sunni-Shiite confrontation, would you say?
Yes, there is, of course. It began several years ago, and it's financed by Saudi and by Qatar, and the Saudi family doesn't forget that Ayatollah Khomeini, some 65 years ago, wrote a book named Kashf al-Asrar, where he wrote that the Muslim world has to do to topple the Saudi government, the Saudi regime in holy places in Saudi, because they are Wahhabis, which means they are not real Muslims, and they also because they cooperate with the United States. The Saudis know that the Shiite Iran is a great danger for them, and they have to do the utmost to topple the Iranian regime, or at least to prevent it any aggression towards the other Arab or Muslim countries.
So this could provide a basis for what's been called a silent arrangement between Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states, Egypt and Israel, because they're all facing this Shiite threat from Iran?
I have no doubt that all the Arab countries today, they realize how great is the danger of the Iranian Shiite movement, not only inside Iran, but also in Lebanon, in Iraq, and other countries. And it may bring into a kind of pact between the mentioned countries to contain more and more the Iranian activities in the area, as there is a silent cooperation between the named countries against the Iranian nuclear programs.
Menashe Amir, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.